And I'm here with Connie Lavoie and also Kristen Duncan. And we're going to talk about the books and sandwiches and stuff. How you doing, Connie? Long time no see.
Very good. Thank you.
Now, this is the Friends of the Library Books Sandwiched In. And I understand our new friend Kristen here is really big on reviewing the books. In fact, in charge of these things.
Yes. Well, she is reviewing for us for the upcoming book review, and she's going to tell us all about it. It's Good Omens is the name of it, but it's going to be on this coming Thursday. Mm-hmm. And Book Sandwiched In is always from noon to 1, and we start on time. And we end by 1 because some people, even before people can slip out, if they want to come, they actually can bring a sandwich. And we have cookies, and we make sure that people can get in and out if they need to. And we always have time, too, for questions and discussion.
It's a nice thing to do during your lunch hour if you want to go in and listen mm-hmm. to a book review, if that's your thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when it comes to this, it's not something that everyone can do. But this is something you really just enjoy the living daylights out of.
Oh, yes. I've been reading books since a very long time.
Okay.
Since I was really little, I've been reading books, mm-hmm. and I've been reading books ever since. And when I was asked to do a book review, I said, why not? And the book that I chose, it's a little bit different than the books that they've been doing. Most of the books that they do for the Book Sandwiched In are more recent books, more bestsellers and whatnot. The book that I picked, it's a bit of a cult classic. It was written in 1990. It's called Good Omens. It's written by Neil Gaiman and Sir Terry Pratchett. And it's recently been more in the public consciousness because there's been a adaptation made for Amazon. It's a miniseries that you can go on and watch on TV, and it's really well done. And so I thought it was a good time to revisit this book that a lot of people really enjoy.
Now, that's always something that gets the big comparison. Ah, the TV show. Ah, the movie. It was never as good as the book. The book was much better.
Surprisingly, this adaptation is one of the best adaptations I've ever seen from book to film. And that's high praise because I've seen, I like to read, especially when there's adaptations coming out. Mm-hmm. I like to compare the two. It's a weird little hobby of mine. And this one is, so the author, Neil Gaiman, was actually a big part of adapting this. So he wrote some of the screenplays and he wrote the additional stuff mm-hmm. that went into the story. So it's author approved.
It's author approved. You got to like this. Now, how long have we been doing this, Connie, with the book sandwiched in at the library?
Well, now, you may remember better than I do when Mary O'Toole was talking about it at our last one, but decades.
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 We'll leave it at that.
The Friends of the Library started, I looked that up this morning, in 1957. And the Friends of the Library, of course, is just a nonprofit that does things for the library, programs, and also funding some of the special things that they might not be able to do otherwise, like the summer reading program and the Lego contest. And we do that through the bookstore that's in the library.
I've been there.
Open whenever the library is open now. So I like to plug that. And then every once in a while, there's something that comes up that our library director, Shelley McGill, will ask us if we can fund, and we're happy to do that. The library is just thriving. It's doing great.
We've recently become members of the library, new to the community. You can't say that much longer. After 6 months, you're no longer new. You kind of fit in, right? Right. My young one is 12. And she wants to be real close friends of the library because we wind up going there every Saturday
for
a variety of different things, whether it's to pick out a book that all of a sudden mm-hmm. she's got that fever. She's got to have that thing. You know, she's got to read it before all of her friends do. Or if she checks out the doggonedest portion of the library I've never seen before. It's called the Library of Things.
That's what, about a year now, or maybe a little longer?
I think so, about a year and a half, I think.
Was initiated, and it's very popular, and it's very practical, too. Mm-hmm. If you need to use something that you'd have to buy something expensive, and you might just use it one time, mm-hmm. Like something to make cakes, or you
I
can
think
laminate.
They have a sewing machine, laminator. Musical yeah. instruments,
just
tablets for the kids to use. There's so many different things that they have that people can check out.
And it's so you can do that just like you check out a book. and you return it. So, and the other thing that's happening is, boy, the cooking classes have really exploded at the library, and they've even renovated one of the meeting rooms that has a full kitchen in it, because those have been extremely popular. But they're just always doing the
They also have exercise classes and yoga, and they have everything. It's not just books at the library. They have all sorts of things going on up there. Yeah.
Libraries are becoming less just what you traditionally thought of as checking out books. Of course, then we have books and videos and audiobooks and everything, but they are community centers now.
Yeah, they are. So, I mean, anything you can imagine, for the most part, is there. Like you said, anything from a meeting center to the classes you can take, all kinds of computers there, so you can look at things online if you don't have a computer at
That's
home.
Right.
You can get yourself acquainted with what's out there online. And then, of course, the library of things. I think we've been through the woodwind section, half the brass, and I think we're going to be off the telescopes sometime next week, so we can watch the meteor showers and what have you. But the library is really a great piece of our community, and I think that a lot of people kind of overlook that from time to time until they go in and they say, "Oh my gosh, look at this! When did we get this?" Well, the Friends of the Library has been busy helping out along with everything else.
We help
you
out,
do your
but
part.
It's really the leadership of the library and the staff
that do all the heavy lifting here. But getting back to the books sandwiched in, this really seems, if you're a person who's an avid reader, or if you get something that you just got to get your hands on from time to time, or you're just interested in what's out there, this is a great program for that.
Absolutely. We have a number of different book reviewers that will come in. They'll share what they like about this book, and it's a nice little event to connect with other readers. And we also give away a copy of the book that we will be reviewing. So if you sign up at the front, you can enter to win a copy of this week. It'll be Good Omens by Neil Gaiman and Terry Pratchett. So if you want a copy of the book, you'll have a chance to win it.
Well, that's tremendous. And, of course, you were talking about the little store that we have there. As you come into the library, it's just off to the right after you get in past the main entryway and the little museum pieces that
we
have there.
It used to just be open on Wednesdays, but last year we were able to work it out so that it's open whenever the library is open. Mm-hmm. And the books are, big price, 50 cents.
I saw that.
Some of them are 10 cents.
I didn't see that. They must have been gone, snapped up by the time we got there. But
And every time you go in, there's new books on the shelf, so it's going to be different every time you go in. Lots of choices.
Oh, yeah. Nothing gets old there. You won't get anything dusty. It'll be all refurbished and recycled in there. But this whole aspect of having a great programs that the Friends of the Library puts on here and it works in association with our library, that seems like it's been a very good relationship for quite a long time, and one that just seems a natural fit.
And we have, we have a board of directors for this nonprofit, and Kristen is on the board of directors.
Oh, you are?
Yes. And then we also have people who just donate to Friends of the Library to help fund the projects, as well as the proceeds from the bookstore.
Okay, so. Very good. And if anybody wants to find out more, are you online?
That's a good question. I think so, yes. And the libraries, you go to the Bartlesville Public Library site, and we also have brochures that tell all about the work of the Friends of the Library right in the bookstore.
And
just ask anybody in the library. Also, the library has a really good little paper newsletter, as well as their on-site, that you can pick up anytime. And they also have another free publications that a lot of libraries have about all the new books that are coming out. So we're very lucky to have the library that we have.
Oh, great.
Do we have more time?
Yeah, we do.
Because I wanted to ask Kristen how you came to choose reading the book, and just personally what strikes you about it.
So I read all across genres. I like contemporary fiction. I like science fiction and fantasy. And this one was just a book that I had seen on a lot of lists. you go online. If you're a big reader like me, you'll go online and find top 10 lists of books to read. You're always looking for something new. And this one was on a lot of lists, so I figured why not? And I had seen Neil Gaiman and Terry Pratchett. They're very popular British authors, and they have many best-selling books. So I figured why not? I read it for the first time last year, and I just loved it. It's a bit... It's a funny book. It's very funny, but sometimes the humor can kind of go over your head because it is British humor.
Very dry.
But it's very... British humor is in its own category. Let's just put it that way. But I just could not stop smiling my whole way through the book. And now this book is not just on other people's lists, but it's on my own list for one of my top favorite books. And it's just got this quirky humor about what you think would be a serious subject. It's about the apocalypse, and an angel and demon team up to try to stop the apocalypse. It sounds silly, and it is. And you'd think for being a... It's got a wide cast of characters. There's a lot going on. And I just, like I said, I couldn't stop smiling the whole time I was reading it.
So I'm looking forward to hearing more about it. I did read some of the blurbs, and like, for example, it's been described as outrageous and recommended reading for a riotous good laugh. That's from the Library Journal, said that. And irreverently funny and unexpectedly wise.
Mm. It's like a bit of a cult classic. It was surprisingly, it was written back in 1990, and it's still
holds up.
It's still popular. Mm-hmm. It still holds up today, and there's just so many people that really enjoy this book.
If I remember right, in the 90s, there were a lot of people assuming, not a lot, but some, were assuming that the year 2000 is all coming to an end.
That's true.
Either with your computers or all of mankind as we know. And so imagine that might have been a starting point for our authors.
I don't know about that. I actually read a little bit about how Terry Pratchett and Neil Gaiman wrote the book. It was originally a short story that was written by Neil Gaiman. And the short story was called William the Antichrist. And he sent it around. Yes, it's, like I said, the humor is very tongue-in-cheek. It's British humor. It's, take that how you will. Yeah. But he sent this short story to a bunch of his writer and author friends. And Terry Pratchett said, "What are you doing with this? What are you doing with this story? Are you going to do it? I'll take it if you don't want it." He's like, "No, I want it." And so they decided to work together, and they would write 5,000 words and send it to the other one. The other one would write 5,000. It's kind of unique. It's not how a normal book would be written. And in fact, inside a lot of the copies of the book, there's a little section in the back where it's an interview with Terry Pratchett and Neil Gaiman. They talk about how they wrote it. And it's kind of it's funny that they kind of got to the point where they didn't know who came up with what character, or it was just kind of this mesh of two creative minds. And it's unique. I mean, there's a lot of unique things about this book.
Well, you won't want to miss this. It's called Books Sandwiched In. And I think that we got your appetite properly prepared for this. Bring your own sandwich, by the way. And that'll be Thursday, November 14th at the library.
Noon to 1 at the library. And it's free and open to the public.
Oh,
always.
Great.
And we'll have snacks and your chance to win a free copy of Good Omens.
I think we've really sold this.
I think so, too.
Well, tried anyway.
Connie and Kristen, I want to thank you both for coming in today. And, folks, if you missed the entirety of it, don't forget the podcast will be up here in about an hour right here on BartlesvilleRadio.com under the on-demand section, Community Connection. And we got a lot of things on there, too. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, pop that on and listen at your convenience if you think you missed something there. And, again, thank you very much for being on Community Connection. And it's brought to you by our good friends at Tallgrass Motors and Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home right here on K.